NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy ordering a halt to all funding that's used for research on any vaccines that utilize mRNA technology. Those shots, many doctors say, save millions of lives during the pandemic. Texas Republicans doing whatever they can to force out-of-state Democrats to vote on new congressional maps. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Well aware of his party's narrow majority in Congress and the midterms approaching, President Trump is now arguing Republicans are entitled to more seats in Texas simply because he won the state.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
But the congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census.
And this is a mid-decade census. Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing today she's running for governor of Tennessee. Smoke from Canadian wildfires still making air quality poor in the U.S. This is ABC News. Over the past several hours, five countries have airdropped a total of 107 aid packages for Palestinians in Gaza, according to the Israel Defense Forces, which continue to say there is no deliberate starvation happening in Gaza. New details about what's being called one of the biggest thefts of sports memorabilia ever. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has details.
A retired Miami police officer has been arrested and now faces federal charges after authorities say he stole and sold millions of dollars worth of official Miami Heat memorabilia, believed to be the largest sports theft ever. Investigators say 62-year-old Marcos Tomas Perez, a 25-year Miami PD veteran, worked as a security officer for the Heat from 2016 to 2021. And used his arena security clearance to access an equipment room in the Kaseya Center to steal more than 400 game-worn jerseys intended for a future team museum.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedoed tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game three of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL. He's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Currently, 69 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
I started out with a big walk from the house to the car to the house to the car, loading up my parents. They left to go back to Ohio this morning. They were visiting for about a week and a half. And I thought, ooh, I need a little sweatshirt this morning. A little cool start to the day, but I'm sure
when
it'll warm up.
I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you.
seems cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Confusion! At Wood, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds.
Hey, Mr. Jones. the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. Mama said, and I feel like my mom growing up used a variation of that. It was more like, well, because I'm your mother and I said so. And I knew that was the end of discussion. There was no use trying because she had her mind made up.
so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Mama's and the Papas on WGBW. If you tune in to 97.9 FM at any time, you're going to hear two things, kind of together, right back to back. Local news and timeless hits. The local news is delivered right from our WGBW newsroom, and that's on Washington Street in Green Bay. So we're going to get you caught up on what's going on in the community, the surrounding areas. And let's do it right now. A local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards, and, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
There are some big changes for high school sports this season. Sports Director Jimmy Cuska has more.
High school sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension.
Fall sports will begin competition this month and run through state championship events in October and November. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Right now, 71 degrees.
WGBW. Let's stay together. The smooth sounds of Al Green. We are the new radio station which celebrates the timeless music of our lives. And we hope you love it.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender. I must surrender. My love is your love now. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really
I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way. Yeah. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, see another one like I had with you.
would travel and show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM. I'm Laura McKenna, and it is day three on the air here on WGBW. And already I'm breaking things, which is par for the course for me, really. I just want to give a little shout out to Dave, one of our engineers here at Civic Media, because he's already bailing me out. And all of my former engineers and all the radio stations that I've worked at are probably like, you know how it happens where an angel gets its wings somewhere? Well, one of our engineers probably somewhere is going, oh, no, I can feel it in the atmosphere. It's not the wildfire smoke. Laura McKenna is destroying equipment. And I don't know why. I feel like I'm not hard on things. I'm gentle. I just have a habit of breaking things. So any engineers, IT people, any of you that are listening to the show right now, know that you are so important bailing people like me out on a daily basis, and we couldn't get through the workday without
you. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW with I Can Get No Satisfaction. But you give me a bag of that kettle corn from the farmer's market and I pretty much will, I'll polish it off. It's so good. And already we're at Wednesday, which means another farmer's market on Broadway happening this afternoon.
Left a good job in the city. We
news and timeless hits, putting music you like back in your car. And it's free.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. So we started to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting.
Julie, are you thinking of me? I'm Sherry Preston. Just in, President Trump now says new 25% tariffs on India for buying Russian oil will begin in 21 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin holding talks with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow about ending the war in Ukraine. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet with top White House officials today, the meeting designed to strategize about the Jeffrey Epstein case. As to former Epstein girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who met with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche last week.
Sources tell ABC News the Justice Department is now considering releasing a transcript of the meeting between Blanche and Maxwell. The Trump administration has refused to release its full Epstein files. Now the Republican-led House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for them. The committee also subpoenaed 10 former government officials, including President Bill Clinton, inquiring about the Epstein investigation, prolonging a controversy Trump has tried to end.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles Innocence Project is making a new push to get Scott Peterson freed from prison, where he's serving time for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child in 2002.
Earlier this year, the Los Angeles Innocence Project renewed its argument that Scott Peterson did not kill his wife and unborn child. The group filed with the California Courts of Appeal, claiming the jury so many years ago relied on false evidence and that there is new scientific evidence a court should consider. The appellate court denied the L.A. Innocence Project's claim, saying they must first be brought up with a lower court. The L.A. Innocence Project has now filed this week with the San Mateo County Superior Court. Alex Stone, ABC News.
ESPN adding to